Welcome to episode 2 of Get Well Sooner. My name's Sarah, and I am a skeptic. A lot of people strongly dislike the word skeptic, including some of my favorite skeptics. But I like it. And here's why. I think that I've always been really skeptical. But everybody's ability to stay skeptical when you're in a crisis, it gets tested. And my ability to stay skeptical definitely got tested. I have lived with a bunch of mental illnesses for a long time. This podcast is a project that is, it was given to me by my ADHD coach, so I will not be editing it, at least until I can pay somebody to edit it for me, which might be never, so I'm not going to edit it. But what I really want to look at is the places where skepticism is helpful in the wellness industry and the mental health world. And I kind of think it's helpful everywhere, but I like to zone in real quick on some of the most outrageous claims, because a lot of people really dislike that I say I'm a skeptic. They find it offensive, and probably because the history of skeptics has just been like white guys being annoyed. And also, I remember I looked up Skeptic Wiki, I think that's what it's called, when I was doing some sort of research. I was probably just Googling something randomly. Skeptic Wiki, and the whole article, it was a Rational Wiki, that's what it is. The whole article was written in like the tone of voice of like some guy just being like, oh my God, I can't believe you're so stupid that you think this. It was like a regular Wikipedia article, but written in that tone. So yeah, people don't like us because we're annoying, and also very famous skeptics have been very sexist in the past. So I mean, the whole point of like the movement is that there isn't like a leader, so I don't have to be like, oh man, Jesus did some bad things. No, some dudes did some bad things, and they also did some good things for skepticism. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. But I think that some people are really put off by the word. Anyways, I'm not gonna come up here and like just go off on like major world religions or like you know, traditional ancient cultural practices that are still practiced today, like passed down by minority groups. Like, no, I don't want to, that's not where I want to be. I'm going to start with The Secret. So The Secret, if you don't know, is a book that came out, it was when Oprah was huge, and I guess she was huge for like a long time, but I think probably her like you get a car days, like big, she was a big freaking deal. She put it on, I think, on Oprah's book club, and she oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm just looking it up. I know it's great audio for somebody to Google this. Yeah, so it's released in 2006. So yes, peak like Oprah's queen. The book is I guess it's based on a film, and the film is what I'm the most familiar with. And the whole thing is, so you think life is hard. You're just walking around, a regular person struggling with everyday struggles, but you don't know the secret. There is a secret that everyone from George Washington to Picasso to another famous person, they all knew it. And that's the one thing that all these successful people had in common. They knew the secret. And the secret is just the law of attraction. I'm not sure if you know about the law of attraction, but like the power of positive thinking, but like to a magical degree. And so this is one of the first sort of self-help books that I encountered that I was like, okay, I'm going to try and believe this. I'm going to give it a go. Because guess who swears by the secret on top of Oprah, who's already, you know, a queen in her own right? Beyonce believes in the power of positive thinking and the law of attraction. And she has a vision board, and like her vision board like included her being on Oprah, and then she was on Oprah, and like, oh my God. So for me as a teenager, I was like, well, Beyonce can't be wrong. Like, I don't know. I don't know about all these other people. I don't know about George Washington, but like Beyonce can't be wrong. So yeah, so I was down to try it. I was down to try this this self-help method. You know, I think that at the time I experienced a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. My bipolar symptoms hadn't really like taken over yet, but I was not a happy teenager. And I was in some kind of problematic friendships, and things were okay, but I felt sad. And I think when at the time I was like, well, I don't have a boyfriend, and that's the big problem. And that wasn't the big problem, but I looked to the secret as a way of getting a boyfriend, aka fixing all of my problems by having somebody love me. And so the thing about the secret and me and the secret is that I've never read the book. I don't know what the book says in it. But my friend, my best friend, she had the movie, and at lunchtime in between classes or whatever at high school, her house was quite close. So we could just like go to her house and like watch the secret documentary and then go back to school like full of energy and ideas and like, okay, yes, we're gonna think positively, and that's gonna attract us wonderful boyfriends who are gonna make us feel whole. Whew, yikes. Yeah, a lot of problems there. And I gotta tell you about the movie because it's so funny. So it's a documentary, and there are these moments where there's, you know, a man, and he's like, oh, I'm never gonna like get that job that I really want. No one's ever gonna like me. No one's gonna give me that job. And then in the movie, little negative, like little minus signs, like pop out of his head, that little animation, and sends it into the universe. Never explained really more than that. The universe. And then the universe brings the negative energy, and he doesn't get the job. But then they show another person, and she has little plus signs coming out of her head. She's like, I have the job already. I know I'm gonna get it. Plus signs go out of her head into the universe. And then of course, the plus signs come back from the universe and they give her the job. So that's the level of like filmmaking we're talking here. This is not like a feature film. This is weird plus and minus signs coming out of people's heads. And it's simple enough for a teenager to understand, and like a little far-fetched. But like I said, Beyonce, she swore by it, and she's super famous, so like obviously good and beautiful, and she's everything. And if somebody is everything, clearly they have the secret. And that, I mean, that's the whole thing, is that this is the reason why people get successful, is that they believe that they will be successful. And that is just so not true. Of course, we all know that, right? Do we? I don't know. I know that now. But this secret, this power of positive thinking, this law of attraction, it requires a lot from just the average person. You got to believe that there's like a caring universe that wants things to make sense and just, and giving people justice. Well, oh, you're thinking negative thoughts. There you go. You're thinking positive thoughts. Here's your apple pie. So we have to believe in that, which of course you would want to believe, right? Because chaos is terrifying. It's basically something I have to put to the back of my mind, that anything could happen at any moment, and there's nothing means anything. And I mean, that's that kind of existential belief that I was talking about in my first episode, and that's kind of what I lived with. So the idea that, oh no, I have some control over what happens, it's a little bit of like what religion gives you. It's a little bit of control. It's a little bit of control. And hope, because if you think you don't have any control, then you can slide into nihilism, which has happened many times over the years for me. So the secret, we'd watch the movie, and I would just be like thinking like, this guy is my boyfriend. This guy, he already is my boyfriend. Like, okay. And as my sort of like bipolar symptoms started to kind of get worse, I needed the secret more, because things were really not working out for me. I had been a straight A student, but I graduated from high school, I went to a graphic design program, almost immediately dropped out, spent all my time in this really intense relationship. I wanted to be a musician. Weird things were happening where, yes, we would get awards, we would get, praise online, and that would align with the idea of the secret, and we're bringing that to ourselves. But I also, for the first time in my life, started to feel suicidal, and my negative thoughts, I mean, that I'd always had, that were part of kind of the way that my family thinks, I mean, they went out of control. And so at first, when I was like learning about all this stuff, I thought, it's a secret. Okay, this makes sense. This makes sense as to why my negative relatives are like always having bad things happen to them. I mean, I don't even know if that's true, but that's what in my head I was like, yeah, yes, they got a parking ticket and they're very negative, so clearly this makes sense, this adds up, and look at Beyonce, there we go. We just kept coming back to Beyonce as like the proof. And this high school fascination, like it continued for quite a while, making vision boards. I don't know, you like cut out pictures from magazines of the life you want to live, and you look at it and you look at it and you're like, that's going to be me. And that is, you know, sends a little plus signs into the universe. So I held on to this belief for like a long time. And the problem with this belief, I mean, there's so many problems. You probably can already see, wow, there's so many problems. But the main problem is that it's victim blaming. And things were happening to me that weren't awesome. And I thought it was because I was not able to be strong enough to think positively. When you have a mental illness and your brain is filled with just, you know, the darkest thoughts you've ever experienced, and, you know, trying to stop them is like trying to stop a waterfall. It's impossible. Then you think, oh, well, no wonder everything's going wrong for me right now. I'm only thinking negatively. And now I'll just pause real quick to say, yes, positive thinking can be helpful. I mean, first of all, because I could have been looking at my life, and even though I had those negative thoughts, you know, if I had the ability at the time to look for the good things, I would see them. And it's all a cognitive bias. So I was seeing the bad things because that's how my brain was wired. And yes, also when you're a musician and you get some success as a very young person, people want to take advantage of you. And when you're a young woman who's very, very naive, you're going to get people, men who really do horrible things to you, and that's going to happen as well. So, I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen anymore, but that was definitely the vibe of the 2009, 2010, that kind of time period. Was still like consent culture was not 100% there. So all these things are happening, and I'm blaming myself. I'm blaming myself. And I remember it's like when I was a little kid and I would have nightmares every night. I always have nightmares. Like every night I have nightmares. And so I had since I was a child, I had nightmares, and my parents were like, think good thoughts before you go to bed. And I remember this really, really clear memory of thinking about like Barbie, who's great, and then suddenly jail bars come down and Barbie's in jail. Okay, that didn't work. I think about a flower, pretty flower, and then suddenly the flower wilts and all the flowers around them wilt, and it's a storm. And like I keep trying to think of positive things, and then my brain, in I guess what we would now call obtrusive thoughts that I wanted to not exist, they would come and be like, no, I can ruin that too. I can ruin anything. And this is really part of when I felt most at war with my brain, was when I was trying to think positively, because that's when the intrusive thoughts come in and they're like, hey, you want to think positively? Well, guess what? That's not going to happen. So thinking that your thoughts have such importance is real great for, and I'm, yes, being sarcastic, real great for people who have OCD. And this was something that I was diagnosed with. After listening to the Maria Bamford album, I think is it called Unwanted Thought Syndrome? So she talks about some of these intrusive thoughts that she has. And I'm like, wow, I was never, ever going to tell anybody about these like weird, violent, sexual, messed up thoughts that I was having that I was not able to get rid of. And when Maria Bamford talked about it, the comedian Maria Bamford, I was like, okay, maybe I should tell my doctor. about this. And I told them, and they gave me a diagnosis of OCD. I think right now people are calling it pure O, because you just have the obsession and the compulsions are mostly mental. But I would sometimes like just start counting or start running whenever I had these thoughts. And they were very, very, very disturbing. And when you believe that your thoughts have the power to change the universe, like the whole universe, the more power you give to your thoughts, the more they're going to be disturbing. And this is what I learned eventually when I ended up in this YMCA program. It was called the YMCA Youth Mindfulness Program, and they followed the ACT therapy. So it's acceptance commitment therapy. They taught us that, and the big idea behind ACT is like you can think weird thoughts, bad thoughts, and they don't mean anything. Your brain is just a thought machine. The thoughts are happening. No judgment. You can just keep living your life. And I feel like that was so helpful for me, because I had spent a very long time thinking that my thoughts were not only just disturbing and clearly showing what a horrible person I was, but that they were actually making bad things happen to me. And maybe even to the world, maybe to the city I lived in, maybe to my family, who knows? And so I think that starting off by saying, guess what, the law of attraction is bullshit, is one of my favorite ways to start off, start a little kind of like introduce myself as a skeptic to whoever, you know, whoever I'm talking to, because it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to defend. So, you know, I'm sure some people listening could be like, well, I mean, actually, maybe you haven't thought of this. And like, I have thought of it, okay? But this positive power of positive thinking is puts the onus on the sufferer. That's awful when you think about the kinds of things that happen to people that are unthinkable. And like, how is that helping? And so I know that it makes more sense, or it feels better to feel like you have control over your life. But the law of attraction and manifesting and that whole thing. I saw some meme somewhere that it's like, is it manifesting or is it white privilege? Like, if you were like, wow, I dreamed it and then it came true, well, what else happened to make it come true? Did your parents help you get there? Did you have friends in high places? And it's not necessarily saying, oh, like white people can manifest things. I mean, if I'm thinking about Beyonce, she had been doing dance and music since she was a very small child. Like, she came, I think, from a pretty well-off family. Like, these things are not accidents. And I remember Maria Bamford, who I'm going to bring up again and again. She has a bit where she talks about her vision board and how she put a microwave on it because she wanted a microwave. And then her sister sees it and is like, Maria, you want a microwave? I'll buy you a microwave. And then she's like, manifested. And like, yeah, that's how I kind of view vision boards and manifesting. It's more like, how about you think, okay, oh, this is the thing that I want. Guess what? Amazon has it on sale and you can get it in one day. There are, I guess, occasionally lucky people who do, you know, dream of becoming super famous and then do it. But they are not the majority, as I don't need to tell you. And especially when you're someone like a musician, like I am, who was trying to make something impossible work, thinking that you have even a little bit of control in an industry that is so based on luck. It's like thinking you have control over buying lottery tickets. Like, it's, you have slightly more control, but honestly not that much more control. So when we're dealing with something like The Secret and the Law of Attraction, I right off the bat just say, no, I don't want to participate. Don't tell me about manifesting. It's like a red flag word for me. If someone's like, we're going to manifest this, I'm like, no, I'm out. And I feel like if people think about it for more than, I don't know, 20 minutes. Oh, now I'm sounding like the skeptic wiki. If you think about it for more than 20 minutes, you'll see that it's very stupid. No, I understand. I understand that you want to believe that you're in control. But just thinking about all the terrible things that happened in the world and like how obviously those people did not negatively think their way into it. And the universe didn't decide to do that to them. Which is why I also really hate when people say everything happens for a reason, because it's just very insulting to. For some reason, the people who are coming to mind right now are, if you know the TV show Kimmy Schmidt, it's based off of real events. I mean, not the things that happened in the show, but the mole women, the women who were kept for years and years, for 15 years, chained up in some guy's house. And I just think about that and it's like, that is so horrible. And there's just so many horrible things that we can bring up. All you have to do is like open your phone and like your phone will give you a notification being like, guess what? Everybody died at this random apartment because one thing happened. And the thing about all of that is just like, it doesn't make sense that the universe would allow that. If really, I mean, some of these people who have made it through horrible things are like the most optimistic people you can ever meet. Obviously, like, they were not bad people. And then we can also show bad people who have amazing, beautiful, wonderful lives. So it's just like, for me, that one is just, that's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker right there, because, you know, some self-help book released in 2006, pumped up by Oprah, who brought us the wonders of Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz and worse, and which relies on the belief of the Law of Attraction, which is, you know, it's gone back in history. It's not like a brand new belief, but it's it became super, super big. I'm sure it was big in the 60s or something. I don't know. That's when all the hippies were trying to make good things happen during like a bad time. But I think that in 2006, it came back and it was like, this book, The Secret, it's going to change everyone's lives. And it's the reason why Oprah is successful. It's the reason why Beyonce is successful. Like, it's the reason why so many people are successful, because they already know this secret. And now that you have it, you can take control of your life. Not so much for people with mental disabilities. Very few of us can control our thoughts, but if you have like versions of yourself that you are arguing with on a regular basis, if you have thoughts that feel like they're not coming from you, if you deal with any sort of OCD, psychosis, paranoia, delusions, anything like that, and you also hold a belief in the law of attraction, the secret, that's a nightmare. That's awful. I don't want anyone to feel like they are bringing about their own downfall just by simply not being able to put a smile on. Wow, that was like a McDonald's tagline from like a long time ago. And I still want to sing the song. But like, if you can't put a smile on and like think this is going to be great and Pollyanna and all that stuff, it's not your fault. We're all like victims of our own circumstances and of luck and randomness, and it's all chaos. Like Patton Oswalt's late wife, Michelle McNamara, would always say, it's chaos, so be kind. And when I heard that, that made the most sense to me. Like, we have no idea what's going to happen at any moment of every day, and that's very, very stressful. I know. And on the one hand, you could be like, well, I have control over my life, and I'm going to send plus signs into the universe, and the universe is going to understand the plus signs and send plus signs back. Or you could just think, okay, who knows what's going to happen, but in this moment, I can be kind. I can be nice to the people around me. I can make their lives a little bit better. That, to me, is that makes so much more sense. And if I had to write a book called The Secret, maybe I would do that. But here's the thing, is like, don't call your book The Secret. It's just, you're just begging people to like buy it and tell other people like, oh, you have to read it. I can't tell you what it is. Like, very manipulative to have it called The Secret, when really what you should be kind of selling, in a way, if you, I don't know, I mean, we live in capitalism, so sure, sell it, is just how to cope. And there is no secret answer, because human brains are so different. We're all so different. But when I heard that Michelle McNamara quote, I really hope I'm saying her name right, that felt like a good way to cope for me. It's just to really focus on other people and doing what I can while I'm here. And so if people are going to get upset at me for saying the law of attraction is bullshit, and not only is it bullshit, it's victim blaming bullshit, and I don't have any time for it. I'm cool with people getting mad at me about that. Like, we can agree to disagree. And also, maybe, I don't know, maybe we won't be best friends. But if that's how you cope, I know it's hard to cope. So no judgment if you're coping that way right now. Actually, a tiny bit of judgment, just because it clearly means you think that the people who are suffering brought it upon themselves, but not a bunch of judgment, just a tiny, tiny little bit of judgment. And I will continue to tell you how I cope and how I don't cope over the next little while with this podcast. I'm lining up guests who have really interesting experiences with religions and cults and pseudoscience and all that stuff. And some of them maybe even believe in the stuff still. I'm very interested to find out. So please keep listening, I guess. Subscribe. And let me know what you want to hear about. And if you know anybody who was also totally into The Secret, I don't know, let me know. I'd love to chat with that person. I'd love to know what they remember about the movie, what their favorite part was. Like, Did they also remember the positive, the plus signs coming out of the guy's head? Because that's all I can remember. I don't remember anything else. Oh yeah, except for the part where it's George Washington's face. And they're like, he knows everything. That's what happened. Yeah, so please tell me anything. My Instagram is at sarah.jickling. Jickling rhymes with tickling and pickling, but I feel like you maybe already know that if you're here. I don't know. If you don't, that's how you contact me. Okay? Okay, cool. Let's talk later. Bye!